Past nine. Ellis Baxter's Kitchen Disco.
Hey, all you Kitchen Disco dancers out there, on your marks, the dance floor is open. In our lives, she's always there with just the right tune. Kylie and Spinning Around, kicking off this week's Kitchen Disco. And hello, it's me, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, on the decks with all your feel good for the next 2 hours. And where are we? Well, we are into the third week of the World Cup. So on the request line as guest DJ this week, I'll have another footballing voice who you will have been hearing a lot on the BBC at the moment. So far, we've had takeovers from Kelly Cates and Mark Chapman, and they both did us proud. So who will be picking their dance floor favourites this week? Well, I'm actually going to keep you guessing. I'm going to leave you dangling for a minute. Let's have a little look at the playlist, though. It's going to feature a fair few boy bands, and I'll tell you all about that in a moment. There's also music from Rudimental, The Supremes, Jamiroquai, Teo Cruz, all on the way.
When you wake up in the morning and you're shadowed by the darkness of the night. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. Hey! When you get a little lonely and you lose your rhythm, don't give up the fight. When you wake up in the morning, darling, I'll be by your side. I'll be by your side. I'll be by your side. side. I'll be everything you wanted. I'll be there.
Kitchen Disco. BBC Radio 2.
Your love.
Oh,
relight my fire.
Relight my fire.
mean, Take That Gold and has Lulu, of course, there. And I have to sing the Lulu part whenever it comes on because that's what I've been doing since 1993 when it came out. And actually, you can have that as a boy band bonus because I've got plenty more where that came from this week. We'll be kicking off the Disco Wonderland in two tunes' time with Bross because they were number one across the UK back in this month, June of 1988, with I Owe You Nothing. Oh my goodness, it's like a little time portal for me to that time. What are your favourite modern day boy band number ones? And I say modern day because, I mean, we are starting in the late 80s, but I've got six of them back to back, and some of them do lead us up to current times. That's all coming up anyway, after Blur and the closest they got to disco, and after that, Rudimental.
Streets like a jungle, so call the police, following the herd, down to Greece.
We could and downs. Nothing to show for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk, remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on.
On those past days, I thought you didn't know where my last name, but that changed. And I traveled around the world, think where you living at now. I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And every once in a while, I start texting, write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Or I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, you were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are, and that we are not alone when we're walking in the dark.
I hope someday.
Disco Wonderland.
Okay, here we go. We're going boy bandtastic in the Disco Wonderland. So this is where I play six songs on a theme. And this week, it's boy band number one. So this is going to be a really fun, like, 20 minutes or so. Let's start with the reason we've chosen this theme. Bros were number one this month, June of 1988, which is nearly 40 years ago. And funny enough, I mean, I mentioned it before, like a time portal. I remember at that time that a girl down the road from me was a huge Bros fan. And every time I'd walk past her house on the way home from school, I would hear songs like this and their other songs all blaring out of her sitting room window. And it's funny, isn't it? I mean, I've said it so many times on the Kitchen Disco, but the way that music can bring back memories is so crazy. And also delicious. So I Owe You Nothing came out for the first time as Bros's debut in 1987, and it peaked at 80 in the charts, a minor blip. When Will I Be Famous was next, that was a massive hit, and when this tune came out again, it went all the way to number one.
We'll be right back.
Disco Wonderland.
Is the theme in the Disco Wonderland this week. And there's 11 years between those two, Five and Keep On Moving, which was number one in 1999. And they actually had an unbelievable chart record, 11 top 10 hits. And that was the first of three number ones, if you include their We Will Rock You cover with Queen, that is. I remember taking my little sister to see Five. I think it must have been her sixth or her seventh birthday. Again, another memory unlocked. Well, this next tune has become iconic. Top of the charts a couple of years before Five. Brothers Isaac, Taylor and Zach were just 16, 14 and 11 at the time. And their innocence and their joy just shone through. Everybody fell in love with them. And it is, of course, Hanson and Mbop.
Yeah.
Sophie's Disco Wonderland.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, you don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, you don't know you're beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful.
So cook, come on, you got it wrong. To prove I'm right, I put it in a song. I don't know why you're being shy. Answer the way when I look into your eyes.
The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Well, that's where it all began for One Direction. A chart-topping debut, and actually also the fastest-selling single of 2011. That's What Makes You Beautiful. And they would, of course, go on to become one of the biggest-selling boy bands ever. Would you like to know how many albums? 70 million records sold worldwide. 70 million. Isn't that crazy? How incredible. Now, who remembers? I've got my hand up here. New Kids on the Block. 1989, that was all about New Kids on the Block. Oh my gosh, it was absolute mania. I mean, they were perhaps responsible for the modern day boy band templates because they sold out arenas around the world in the late 80s. And they were slightly moodier, slightly edgier than, I don't know, Take That or something. Or in America, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. But their posters, they were on many a bedroom wall. And if you were around, you'll remember the likes of Hangin' Tough and Step by Step, and this one. You got it, brackets, the right stuff, close brackets, which is the UK number one.
First time was a great time, second time was a blast, third time I fell in love, now I hope it lasts. I can see it in your walk, tell it when you talk, see it in everything you do, even in your thoughts. You got the right stuff, baby.
Disco Wonderland.
Take on me.
Okay, so some acts just make a song their own, and that was actually a pretty straight cover of the a-ha classic Take On Me by the boy band A1. The critics, they weren't kind for that reason, but I think a great song is a great song, and it sounds like it helped a whole new generation discover it because it went all the way to number one. And just for added bonus to A1, I also love the song they did called Caught in the Middle. Maybe I'll have to feature that in a upcoming disco one day. But this is such a fun disco wonderland. I mean, I have to confess, I wasn't actually a boy band person. I used to sort of look on it sideways, but I was interested in, firstly, the mania that went around it, and secondly, I think as the years have rolled on, some of those songs have just become these enduring classics, and I've probably got more love for them now than I ever did at the time, which is a happy thing because it means that those songs have really stood the test of time and obviously bring back some really fun memories, a lot of them in the playground. This is The Kitchen Disco. It's 2 hours of feel-good music that sounds just like The Weeknd, like this one from Teo Cruz.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor because that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, ayo, gotta let go. I wanna celebrate and live my life, saying, came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on.
Songs that feel like The Weeknd, and look at us, we are in a boy band groove this week. So coming up, something from NSYNC, which didn't qualify for our Disco Wonderland because actually, surprisingly, never reached number one. But this next one very much fits that sound as well. It's a solo effort rather than a group though. Many of us remember this one fondly, I think. It's Adam Ricketts, I Breathe Again. Actually, I seem to remember the video. I think he might have been naked.
Ellis Bextor's Kitchen Disco, BBC Radio 2.
Kitchen Disco. I'm giggling to myself at all these memories that are being unlocked. Have you been enjoying the World Cup over the last few weeks? It is big in our house. We've been doing a football takeover on the request line this month as well to celebrate. And this week, my guest DJ is someone who you may not recognise by face, but if you've been tuning into the tournament, you will recognise his voice instantly. The BBC's lead commentator, Guy Mowbray, as you'll hear, has taken a break from prepping his next match to get behind the decks for us. Make a man's like all good men should. likes of Holding Back the Years and If You Don't Know Me By Now, but I think this one's got to be up there on your list of Simply Red favourites. Released in 1995, it was actually the only UK number one, but you know what? There is still time, Mick. That was Fairgrounds. Okay, because this is your musical happy place. It's your two-hour kitchen disco. You can catch it on Friday nights on Radio 2 or whenever you like on BBC Sounds. And look, it's half time. Still to come though, the Star Council, the Supremes, Ian Dury, Olivia Rodrigo, among many, many more. So don't go anywhere.
This is Radio 2.
On BBC Sounds.
And on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio 2.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Claire Runacres. A new record high temperature for June has been set in the UK for the third day in a row. The Met Office says a temperature of 37.3 Celsius was recorded in Suffolk, topping the previous highs of 36.7 Celsius in Somerset yesterday. Keith Adams reports.
For the third consecutive day, we have a new record temperature in the UK for June. Topping 37 Celsius, it's a whole degree hotter than the 1976 record that held for 50 years. And the UK has struggled this week. More than 500 schools fully or partially closed, hospitals declared critical incidents with cancelled operations, and London's ambulance crews answered a deluge of heat-related emergencies. The country seems to have a way to go in adapting to a new globally warmed climate.
Large parts of Europe continue to swelter under similar conditions to those in the UK. Germany has recorded its highest ever temperature of 41.3 Celsius, and forecasters have warned the country could surpass 42 Celsius this weekend. The Venezuelan authorities say more than 900 people are now known to have died in Wednesday's huge earthquakes. The United Nations says around 50,000 people remain missing. The UK government says it sent an RAF plane carrying British search and rescue teams to the country and will provide £2 million of emergency humanitarian funding. The BBC's Vanessa Silva is in La Guaira, the worst affected area, where people are trying to get hold of basic supplies.
We passed near some supermarkets and we saw a lot of people queuing to get inside. Also, because it was looting also in this part of help has been arriving. People with food, water, spread between the people that is in need and the workers. It's just one main road to go and come, and even the road has cracks.
Israel and Lebanon have signed a framework agreement which has been brokered by the US after five rounds of negotiations in Washington. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it would begin to put in place a basis for lasting peace and security. In cricket, on day two of the third and deciding test match of the series, England brought themselves back in contention against New Zealand at Trent Bridge. England's opening batsman, Ben Duckett, hit an 88-ball century to leave his side 223 for two at the close, trailing the tourists by 215 runs with eight wickets in hand. He was delighted with his efforts.
I think everyone saw with, you know, how I celebrated the 100, how much it meant to me. It was actually quite emotional. Obviously, my home ground, and I haven't been scoring the runs I'd have liked. So, you know, after being in the heat for a day and a half and to go out there and, you know, score 100 at this ground, it meant the world to me.
And the weather, thundery downpours for Scotland, and there'll be showers in Northern Ireland, Wales and the southeast of England in the morning. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Now, BBC Radio 2. One more time. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco. BBC Radio
Ellis, Bexter's Kitchen Disco, BBC Radio 2.
Is a tune that often pops up on the request line, and in fact whenever Rylan comes on the disco for a turn on the decks, it's his go-to. Shakedown and At Night, and Casey and the Sunshine Band before that. It's Sophie here filling our virtual dance floor with big tunes. Olivia Rodrigo is back with a new album, of course, so I'm sure I'll be spinning some tunes from that on the disco this summer. And it got me thinking about her amazing performance at Glastonbury last year. I have got so much time for Olivia Rodrigo, and I was so struck watching her perform at Glastonbury. Firstly, she looked really fun, but she also looked so in the zone. She delivers such a brilliant and poised performance. It was really glorious. And also had a cameo with Robert Smith, who just popped up with her again at Primavera. So lots of good stuff. And she obviously loves her British music. Right, let's go back 5 years or so for this one. This is Good For You.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. You're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you,
remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do.
So Olivia Rodrigo's back with a new album. And what are your odds on a new album from Oasis? I mean, it would be a studio album. Which one would it be now? Number 8, if that happened? And one thing is almost for sure, it's looking like we're going to get another tour in 2027. Did you catch them on the tour they've been doing? I went along. And obviously lots of people talk about how it brought back memories, but I actually also want to credit how brilliant they sounded. Both their voices sounded glorious, the band sounded great. And I think that, you know, the musicianship that was there was really impressive. They really carried the weight of all our expectant nostalgia just waiting to be unleashed in the stadium. There's nothing official on the tour, but there's been lots of hints from the two people that matter, the Gallagher brothers, and who wouldn't want to hear this one played live again?
I'm made up now, but I
Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco. Radio 2.
Tune you'll hear on Dermot O'Leary's Alternative 90s. You can check out that brilliant show on BBC Sounds. It is also the song I used to request every week when I went clubbing as a teenager. Inspired by the legendary post-punk band Wire, Elastica, and that mesmeric guitar riff that runs through the song, it's actually created on the keyboard. You know what it's like around here. I'm so generous with my fun facts. We do uplifting on this disco. Yes, we do. So this Style Council tune pretty much ticks all our boxes.
I mean nothing to you. You believe you're above it, and I don't really blame you. Maybe that's why you speak like a child. The things you're saying, like I'm so free and so wild. And I believe it when you look in my eyes. You offer me life, but never lies. It's not only the kind to make me smile. So clean, and your mind is productive. Shops and stores where
Cup. It's taken over the Kitchen Disco request line through June. So we've had two of the big guns in the studio already. Kelly Cates and Mark Chapman came on the show to request their dance floor favourites. And this week, well, it's a voice you'll definitely recognise. The BBC's lead commentator, Guy Mowbray, has given us a call. He's taken a break from cramming all those names and facts and figures that he needs at his fingertips. And I reckon he's ready for a little bit of a boogie and that American heat. So let's find out what he's chosen for us.
Hi, Sophie. This is Guy Mowbray. Thanks for having me on the Kitchen Disco. And as you can imagine, I'm enveloped in a full-on World Cup bubble at the moment, but I've got to get up and move in between prepping for all my commentaries. So, could you please play these proper bangers for me? One, Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap. This takes me back to my teens on holiday with friends. And I love how it's become a real football anthem now. Two, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round. This takes me even further back to school days. Quite simply, one of my favourite dance tracks ever. And for the big finish, New Order, World in Motion, for obvious reasons, the original cool World Cup song. Thanks, Sophie. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the World Cup.
Hey, Guy, World Cup anthems or what? And I feel like, in one way or another, these could all soundtrack one of those highlight packages you get at the end of the tournaments. So you've got some dance floor fillers in there from Snap and Dead or Alive. And then I am so ready with my John Barnes rap, which I've known since playground days. So on your marks for World in Motion coming up.
We'll be right back. Sophie, Ellis Bextors, Kitchen, Disco on Radio 2.
Up the chase, beat the man, take him on.
Thank you so much, Guy. Have a brilliant rest of your World Cup. He will be commentating on all the action for us as we get to the business end of the tournament. Snap, Dead or Alive, chosen by Guy there. And New Order's World in Motion, which if you're a certain age, was the soundtrack to a real favourite of a World Cup. So that's Italian 90. I would have been 11 years old. And honestly, football fever was just peaking absolutely everywhere. It's funny because whenever people come on and request their songs, I write little notes for what they've chosen. So obviously you've got Snap, which is like the football anthem, Dead or Alive, just a tune. But when I got to New Order, I was like, how clever to choose, like, I think the best football song that there has ever been. So Guy Mowbray, thank you so much. And to everybody in the World Cup, better luck this time for England. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say it. Now over the next few weeks, we're doing request lines themed around special guest DJs who are your BBC guides to a summer of sport. We've done some football World Cup action. And next week, I've got Alison Mitchell on the line. She'll be repping the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup. And then I've got a Wimbledon tennis themed request line for you the week after that. So what fun. And I do like finding out what all these famous voices, known for their sporting expertise, like to have a boogie to in their downtime. It's pretty crucial and lets us get to know them better. Right, back to the tunes. Here's the Proclaimers.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I won't walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
I reckon you'll have swayed along to that, sung along to that a few times. The Proclaimers in the Kitchen Disco. And I'm going to play Ian Dury next. And after that, some classic disco. But which classic disco? Let's see if you can guess. I know lots of you have quite a high success rate when we play a little game down here. So I'm actually going to give you some clues, see if you can guess what's coming up. This song was 1970, a plea for love and peace in a time of worldwide conflict, with the Vietnam War particularly in mind. The Stone Roses used this song as their entrance music for their massive comeback shows in 2012. And if you haven't got it yet, how's this clue for size? This tune came from an all-girl group with a changed lineup, and it was their biggest hit without their original lead singer. These are good clues, aren't they? All right, find out if you're right after Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know. Lots of other ways, what a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. A little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cutthroat, you know what that'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. 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 Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Ellis Bextor's Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
Stone love.
Lights up the sky.
the Supremes' biggest post-Diana Ross hit, Stone Love. It was actually written by, at the time, totally unknown 17-year-old songwriter called Kinney Thomas, who Motown head honcho Berry Gordy discovered by a local talent show. I mean, imagine that. And what a debut tune. Right, I am going to finish this disco in fifth gear with Jamiroquai next.
Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, what we're living in, let me tell ya. Well, it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told. I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will we be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, cause we can always take but never give. And now the things are changing for the worse. See, whoa, it's a crazy world we're living in, and I just can't see that half of us immersed in sin.
Insanity in the Kitchen Disco. Now, I do have my very own little space in BBC Sound, you know. If you search Kitchen Disco, you'll find me and a long list of discos you can listen to back in your own time, whenever you fancy. Have a midweek boogie on me. You can scroll through the playlists, maybe see what Disco Wonderland takes your fancy, and just fire up an episode. Let's have some fun.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco, BBC Radio 2.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Run to to close out this week's disco, Daft Punk. After that, Milo with Drop the Pressure, two for the dance floor, and a big old glorious sing-along to wrap things up, because we had our hands in the air for Irene Cara and Fame. Right, I'm Sophie Ellis-Bexter. This is the place where you can let off some steam, have a little dance to some great disco, some great pop, for 2 whole hours every single week. It's medicinal, people. The Kitchen Disco will return next Friday night, so I'll see you soon.
This is Radio 2.
On BBC Sounds.
And on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio 2.